you could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
Do you often find yourself irritable or easily upset? Do you have trouble concentrating? Has your decision-making been off its game lately? If you answered yes to these, it is likely that you are not getting enough sleep. Lack of sleep can also increase one's risk for heart disease, high blood pressure, and even obesity. It is recommended that 18 to 25-year-olds receive between 7 and 9 hours of sleep per day, and it is proven that more sleep leads to more creativity, ability to focus, and better overall emotional and physical well-being. Remember, sleep is how your body recovers at the end of each day, so you can wake up feeling like the best version of yourself. So get under the sheets and start counting those sheep. This message has been brought to you by your well-rested DJs here at WRUV FM Burlington.
Just playing games. Someone
listening to WRUV FM Burlington, where you're guaranteed a song that has not yet been over.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Hearing in Color. I'm DJ Chameleon. We're going to do something a little bit different today. Thank you for tuning in to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. I have some pals in the studio. Say hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Awesome. Newly christened DJ Goober. Say hello.
What is up, y'all?
DJ Goober, it is a pleasure, as always. We're going to do a little bit of chatting today, in addition to our regularly scheduled programming. really? Oh yeah, Ethan's working on his graveyards right now, so tune in at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
We're all gonna be
we have to listen.
I'm only playing geese tonight, so.
Oh, that's, yeah. It says that you can't play geese, actually. So, I just want to know what the best thing that you guys ate today was. Think hard, long and hard.
Okay,
yeah.
Start. Well, I had a burger with my dearest friend Adam, who...
You also had a burger with me, don't forget.
But I had a Davis burger.
Okay,
Adam,
so the first burger
was much better than the Harris Mills
Diner. Yep, I understand.
Burger, believe it or not. But... Adam and I were here earlier for DJ Sarge's set, which was great.
Shout out.
And yeah, it was probably a delicious burger. And breakfast, of course, because you know it's my favorite thing in the world.
Well, today, actually Sam to my right here and I, we were kind of stalking Levi all day, so we were in the same area watching him eat the burger with his
kind of
friend Adam.
That's nice.
And I had a really delicious tuna salad sandwich from the Green Room Deli.
Yummy.
Wow, nice and healthy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sam?
Well, I had a homemade brisket sandwich. Homemade
a little bit louder, Sam.
Homemade in Grundle. I took some brisket and I put it on a sandwich. Wow. And it was really delicious.
Sam, has anyone ever told you that you have a face made for radio?
I appreciate that.
Thank you, just
Cam.
A little bit of radio humor
well,
for you
guys. What about
you,
Cam? What was the best thing you ate today?
Oh, I had a pretty good Grundle hot dog from Harris Miller's Fine Dining Establishment.
Underrated.
However, best thing? Oh, you know what? Central Dining. Yeah, I know.
Unheard.
I was surprised.
Wait,
as well. Had a delicious fried rice dish.
I had that. All right, wait.
I
had that. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
for
my
lunch.
Goodness.
I wanted to ask, because I've been moving towards, like, a more pescatarian sort of diet. I want to know, like, you've been on that for a while.
That, you know what?
Tell me about it.
I would consider myself a flexitarian. Not that I, this is for the last year. Not that I try not to keep super, like, put a lot of pressure on it. I did try to be vegetarian once, and it failed catastrophically.
I remember that.
But, yeah, you were there. Classic arrive at UVM and feel peer pressure.
Well,
yeah.
Did I tell you the other day I went the first, like, I went a whole day
without eating
meat.
That's
for
huge.
The first time in probably years.
Levi is a big meat guy.
Sorry, I'm super sick.
Really?
A little bit. Could you,
I
went
to a small room together. That's awesome.
I do love meat. Believe
true.
It or not.
Believe it. So, I actually felt a little bit guilty about my my red meat that I ate today, because that is a very rare occasion for me. Don't forget, guys, if you want to chat in, you totally can.
And you can also call
You can call.
If you want to talk.
You know, That'd be great. We're very lonely. We don't have many friends.
I'll be leaving soon, so somebody has to take my place and just call in.
Someone call in, I'll just put you on air. Just kidding. I can't do that for legal reasons.
Just pretend like you're on air. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
UVM Raw Time. We were talking about that.
UVM Raw Time. Wow. Yeah. We should do that.
Yeah.
As a talk show.
That would be great. I don't know if it would really work, though. You couldn't hear.
Did you say something in the chat? Well, explain the concept of Raw Time, please.
So Raw Time was this late night show. I think it was on MTV a while ago. A long time ago. And pretty much people would call in and the host would pick up the phone and be like the middle of the night and they'd always say some crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. And then they would play music videos per listener request and stuff like that. And I don't know, it just seems a lot of fun. You know, people call in and they can request a song, you play a song. I don't know, I think that'd be great.
Today, this is somewhat unrelated, but today my friend was telling me, my friend who happens to be Sam's roommate and also happens to be named Sam, was telling me about this mail service where you send them your music taste and they will send you a CD based on that. And it's like a library card almost for CDs. So they send you the physical CD, you play it, if you like it, you can keep it. And I think you give them I'm explaining this terribly.
Yeah, you are.
Okay, let me restart.
You know you can just burn a CD, right?
Forget that you... Yeah, how do I burn a CD?
Well, you want to know something?
Yeah.
Adam and I are burning CDs. I'm making one for you.
Really?
I'm surprising this.
You can only have 84 minutes of music on a CD.
It's true. It's actually true. You know what you have to do? You have to go... You can order blank CDs, and then you just download your Spotify playlist, convert it to an MP3, and you can burn it onto your CD.
Yeah,
we're doing that this weekend, actually.
Oh, what? Yeah. Wait, so what computer are you using?
It's a great question. One that has a CD player. We tried to do it in the library. Doesn't work. Adam found some place downtown. I don't remember what it was, but I'm making one for Tessa. I'm going to make one for you.
Aw, that's so nice. I desperately need a CD player. I have so many CDs. And no.
You don't have a CD player?
I know.
All right, well.
People actually gift me CDs, and I don't have the heart to tell them. Yeah.
You have that boombox.
The boombox, I know. I thought it had a CD player. CDs. Cassette only.
That's kind of tough.
I bought a cassette. I think I could be a cassette guy. I kind of want a...
You need a Walkman. Where's your Walkman?
Exactly.
Walkman
that
and no phone.
That is peak performativity. By the way, we're listening to Angel Music by Magna Carta and Nina Jirachi.
Who you're seeing live.
I'm seeing Magna Carta tomorrow in Boston. Woo!
Do you remember when we tried to see Nina Jirachi in New York?
Yeah, what happened to that? Oh,
it
my God.
It was 21 plus.
Yeah, that's so sad. Oh. I freaking
Wait,
love
I don't